November 27, 1926, how one who fulfills a mission can be called mother. And to be called daughter, one must be generated in it. How the other sanctities are light, while the sanctity of the divine will is sun. How the foundation of this sanctity is the humanity of our Lord. I was all abandoned in the arms of the adorable will, and I prayed my sweet Jesus to make use of an act of his power so that the supreme will might invest the human generations, and binding them to itself, it might form its first children, so longed for by it. And my highest good, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, when someone has a special mission, this person is called mother, or father. Whoever originates from this fulfilled mission can be called daughter of this mother. True mother means to carry a birth within her womb, to form it with her own blood, to bear pains, sacrifices, and if necessary, to expose her own life in order to give life to the birth of her womb. When this birth has matured in her womb and has come out to light, then, with justice, by right and with reason, this birth is called son, and the one who generated him, mother. Therefore, in order to be mother, it is necessary to first form all the limbs in one's own interior, to generate them in one's own blood, and the acts of these children must be generated from the very heart of their mother. Now, my daughter, in order to be daughter of my will, you have been generated in it. In it you have been formed. And forming you, the light, the love of my will, more than blood, grafted its manners, its attitude, its working in you, making you embrace everyone and everything. This is so true that, since you are birthed from it, it calls you now newborn of my will, now my little daughter. Now, only one who has been generated by it, can generate the children of my will. Therefore, you will be the mother of the generation of its children. And I, my Jesus, what are you saying? I am not good at being daughter, how can I be mother? And Jesus, yet, from you must come the generation of these children. What mother has suffered so much? Who has been confined in a bed for 40 years and more, for the love of forming a birth from herself, and of giving to the light the generation of her children? No one. What mother, as good as she may be, has sacrificed her entire existence to the point of enclosing within herself the thoughts, the heartbeats, the works, so that everything might be reordered in the birth she carried, wanting to give life to it, not once, but as many times for as many acts as her child does? No one. Do yourself not feel within yourself the generations of these children, by following their thoughts, words, works, steps, in order to reorder them all in my will? Do you not feel like wanting to give life to each one, provided that they may know my will and be regenerated in it? Everything you do in your interior and suffer, is nothing other than the formation and the maturation of this birth, all of heaven. This is why I have told you many times, your mission is great, there is no one who can equal it, and highest attention is needed. Then, I felt oppressed because it had been written to me that Reverend Father Di Francia was having the memories of my childhood printed, as well as everything that follows. And in my sorrow I said to my beloved Jesus, my love, look at what they are up to. From making known what you have told me about the virtues and about your adorable will, they are putting what regards myself. At most, they should do this after my death, not now. Only for me there was this confusion and this highest sorrow. For the others, no. Ah! Jesus, give me the strength to do your holy will also in this. And Jesus, clasping me in his arms to give me strength, all goodness, told me, my daughter, do not afflict yourself so much. You must know that the other sanctities are little lights which form in the soul, and these lights are subject to grow, to decrease, and even to be extinguished. Therefore, it is not right to pass it for press while one is still living in time, before the light is no longer subject to be extinguished by passing to the other life. What impression would one make if it became known that this light no longer exists? On the other hand, The sanctity of living in my will is not light, but sun. Therefore it is not subject either to become poor in light, or to be extinguished. Who can ever touch the sun? Who can take away from it even one drop of light? No one. Who can extinguish one atom of its heat? Who can make it descend even a thousandth from its place, from the height at which it reigns and dominates all the earth? No one. If there was not the sun of my supreme fiat, I would not have allowed the printing. Instead, I am in a hurry, because the good that the sun can do, cannot be done by a light. In fact, the good of a light is too limited, and neither does it produce a great good if it is displayed, nor does it cause a great damage if it is not manifested. The good of the sun, instead, embraces everything. It does good to all, and not letting it rise as early as possible is a great damage, while it is a great good to let it rise even one day earlier. Who can tell of the good that a sunny day can produce? More so with the sun of my eternal will. Therefore, the greater the delay, the more sunny days are taken away from the creatures, and the more days are taken away from the sun, constraining its rays within our celestial fatherland. But in spite of all the saying of Jesus, my oppression continued and my poor mind was made gloomy by the thought that my poor and insignificant existence, which deserved to be buried without anyone noticing that I had been on earth, was to be placed under the eyes and in the hands of who knows how many. My God, my God, what sorrow! But while I was thinking of this, my lovable Jesus made himself seen in my interior, lying flat, as if his holy humanity were the foundation within my poor and little soul. Continuing to speak, he said to me, "My daughter, do not become distracted. Don't you see that the foundation of the kingdom of my eternal fiat in you is formed by my steps, by my works, by my heart palpitating with love for the honor of my will, by my ardent sighs, and by the burning tears of my eyes? All of my life lies within you to form the foundation. Therefore it is not befitting that your little work over this foundation so solid and so holy be done with distraction, or that your rounds in the Supreme will be shaded. No, no, my daughter, I do not want this in you. Do not fear, you will remain buried in the sun of my will. Who, more than it, will be able to eclipse you, in such a way that no one may pay attention to you? The sun of the supreme fiat will have great care, so that, as the little lamp of your soul is surrounded by its rays, the sun may appear and the lamp may be kept hidden within it. Therefore, be at peace. If you want to make your Jesus content, abandon everything in me, and I will take care of everything.